Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, next time you wonder why India has a garbage problem, all you need to do is look at this map and realize that the population of 10 major countries could fit within its borders. No wonder Indians are trying to get to the West. They're living in a filthy, overcrowded country where the average IQ is around 80, and a vast chunk of the population is trying to scam you. Travel vloggers, they can't believe the horrible smell when they get there. India might be the only country where dropping nukes could actually improve it. Up next, here are the actresses that play Dizzy and Carmen in Starship Troopers. What I want to know is, why are they still dressing like they're in their 20s? It's like they haven't updated their wardrobes in 25 years. Dressing youthfully just makes Dina Mayer and Denise Richards look even older. Rico, that lucky son of a gun, got to smash both of them in the film. Dizzy probably only wanted Rico because Carmen was already with him. Female nature is universal. Women want what other women have. Number three, here's yet another reminder in case you didn't hear about this. But the Canadian government wants to build a military out of these people. It's almost as if the left in Canada is getting ready for a civil war or something, by getting the government employees that lean to the left to learn to fight. This sets a very dangerous precedent, giving boomsticks to Karens that could go out and use them on conservatives. It's mostly DEI hires by looking at this picture. Canada turning government employees into soldiers is the dumbest thing I've heard in a long time. Moving on, Warren Buffett used to say that the best way to teach kids about taxes is by eating 30% of their ice cream. More like 50% these days. It's perfect because they have those popsicles that break in half. Instead of doing this, how about teaching your kids tax loopholes so they get to keep more of their ice cream? Using tax-free savings accounts and Roth IRAs is the way to go. Also, teaching them that capital gains and dividends are better than earned income. Number five, people are calling some new Disney film disgusting heterosexual breeding propaganda. I don't know about you, but I think the author of this has a septum ring. The majority of the population wants Disney to do traditional love stories again, and the 5% or less that want woke content are going to destroy the Disney brand. Disney is bleeding money from its theme parks these days as well as media content. Other companies like Universal are eating their lunch. The message has to be eliminated for it to survive. Up next, Bonnie Blue insists that her husband is very proud that she slept with 1,000 men in only one day. Proud of what? Most men would be disgusted. Instead, he's happy to be with her, even though it probably feels like throwing a hot dog down a hallway by now. I don't know about you, but I think he truly deserves this medal for being the world's biggest cuck. Also makes me wonder if he sat there and watched them from his throne, the cuck chair. Number 7, meet the Canadian Prime Minister and his lazy, unkept wife. She looks like she just rolled out of bed like that. Dude could have done so much better, and she's also taller than him. She looks like she's a washed-up 80s rocker with Flock of Seagulls hair. Either that or Justin Bieber really let himself go. When I first saw this, I thought it was Rod Stewart and his husband Mark. Am I imagining things, or do they actually look like brother and sister? Moving on, someone clearly needs to put an end to couples like this that aren't very well looks matched. Why is she with them? Probably because he's a trust fund baby. She's probably living her best Instagram life on his dime. Guys will point to this relationship and say, look, there's hope out there that women aren't shallow and just about looks when it comes to men. People will also point to this and say that the black pill isn't real. Again, she's with them, most likely because of money. Number 9, here are all the U.S. states granting undocumented immigrants driving privileges. California, New Mexico, and Colorado all check out. But what the hell is happening in Utah? They're a Republican state, but since when did they become traitors? Here's another similar map showing which states require voter identification. Again, it's the usual list of suspected states, and it mostly matches the last one. Even in commie Canada, we require photo ID to vote. Up next, this guy's fiance dumped him 2 weeks before their wedding, and he says she started a so-called rebound 3 days later with a coworker. he went to Korea for work, and when he got back, she complained that he didn't give her enough attention. Yet he's still simping and doesn't realize that she was cheating on him the whole time he was gone. Some guys are clueless about female nature and monkey branching. They don't want to let go of you until they have their meat hooks on the next guy. Number 11, Bray the Brave, looks like she made a mistake, and says they look like the type of guy they used to tell to F off at alternative clubs. It takes a lot of bravery to admit that you messed up and took the hot chick to incel pipeline. I don't know what's worse, doing this to yourself or covering yourself from head to toe in tattoos. Yeah, this is worse. When she was still a girl, she wouldn't have dated her looks match, and it's now confirmed. Moving on, here's Heather Thomas and Heather Locklear in the 80s, showing off the popular fashion for the decade. Also notice that there's no enrichment behind them either. Heather Thomas was a lot hotter in my opinion, but Heather Locklear got all the attention. Why is that? Probably because of her last name and more bubbly personality. That and she looked younger than Heather Thomas, and men prefer youth. It's rare for me to see women that age today that are that skinny. Number 13, in Canada, the government is now blaming the Mennonite population for a measles outbreak. Because someone came into Canada from Thailand and spread the disease, and instead of blaming that person, the media here is blaming the Mennonites for not being vaccinated. Of course, they won't blame the traveler because that would be racist. It's easier to go after a group that can't defend itself well and blame them to force vaccinations on them. Up next, this new generation of younger people scare me with talk like this. That capitalism breeds racism while communism would end it. Actually, capitalism breeds envy, and communism would make all of us equally poor. So therefore, no envy, right? Wrong. Because people will always envy the beauty and intelligence of others. At the core of communism is not solving economics or racism. Its idealistic message is all about trying to solve envy to make less capable people feel better about themselves at the cost of wrecking everyone else's life. Number 15, humans can no longer tell the difference between AI-generated music and music made by humans. From my experience, this happened about a year ago, and I was using Udio.com. An AI would actually make music that you could actually feel things with, and that's when I realized that triggering human emotions is just an algorithmic formula. AI music is so good that in the future, we will all have personalized playlists and music, and stuff that no one else has heard before. Musicians just like stock photographers are about to be obsolete. Most of them anyway. Moving on, maybe this is one of the reasons why Charlie Kirk was ended. Because he wanted mass deportations to crush the college cartels and build 10 million homes for Americans. Trump was also for mass deportations and they tried to end him at his rally. With this list, I think he forgot to mention that we also need to end the Federal Reserve. That one would put him on top of every hit list. Probably the same people that did JFK and RFK. Number 17, this woman wants your sympathy because she paid child support today, and that she's a mom, and that men always win. Imagine if a man forced to pay child support posted something like this. He would have been laughed at and shamed. But because it's a woman, we're supposed to care. Only 3% of divorced moms have to pay alimony and child support. Women most affected. Wah. At first I thought that was her husband with the kid, but it's just her with her ferret. She's a ferret mom now. Up next, Amy Schumer made a career for decades explaining how good it was to be obese. Now she's on Ozempic and losing a ton of weight. She used to steal food out of the fridge, and now she just steals jokes. She also lost all that weight, and she's still not attractive. But to me, she's always going to have that moon face, and at one time, she was in the running to play Barbie, instead of Margot Robbie. Imagine how bad that would have been. Number 19, the left now has this fantasy that Sydney Sweeney has lost control of her stardom. Who's the one going to tell them that she's been picked to be the new Barbarella? The left should have supported her because she played the fat lesbian boxer in a recent film. You heard of Rocky, well, she was blocky. How exactly could that have happened after she created the most memeable image of 2025? That alone will cement her stardom on and off the internet for decades. Moving on, feminism began when the washer was invented, but it ends when it needs repairing. And who made the washing machine possible? Nikola Tesla. Appliances have his induction motor in them, and the electricity powering them from a distance is transmitted to women's homes using AC transmission systems. As for repairing them, that doesn't really happen anymore. Now they just order a new one because it costs more to fix than to flip on the trash heap. Number 21, that the left finally make a funny meme claiming that Trump's promises were Sweeney grade, but he delivered Greta levels. I guess that even a broke clock is right twice a day. but he is bringing in 50-year mortgages to help make sure the boomers don't lose any money on their real estates. But that's probably not going to happen because he is cutting back immigration and housing market is currently crashing. Even he can't fix the financial system failing. Up next, Rangela Richt is a Holocaust survivor born in Auschwitz, and her testimony led to the conviction of two former Nazis. She has really good memory for a one-year-old baby. She was born in December 1944 and the camp shut down in January of 1945. The guards were aged 93 and 94 during the trial, and she was 70. Nothing at all suspicious there. At most, it's hearsay evidence and what her mother or other relatives told her. Number 23 in just 10 years, Canada's quality of life went from number 9 all the way down to 27. I guess that's what happens when Trudeau floods the country full of Jeets, millions of them, and destroys the economy. All while pumping up an epic housing bubble so that 40-year-olds are still forced to live in their parents' basements. I still can't believe how insanely fast things turn to poop. 2015 seems like yesterday. Moving on, here's that look your girlfriend gets when she pisses you off enough so you put Rogaine in her makeup. I especially like how her eyebrows look like caterpillars that are sword fighting. She also looks like your average Middle Eastern chick when she hits puberty. No wonder they keep them covered up like that over there. Because if she crossed the road like that, it might lead to a serious camel accident. Although I went to university with a French-Canadian girl that was only slightly less hairy. Number 25 on the last one, this murder suspect, who ended a man in front of his family in a home invasion just north of Toronto, was released from police custody 4 times since August of 2024. The governments won't tell us that the prisons are full and that they have no choice but to play catch and release. And in Canada, you can't arm yourself in your own home to protect yourself from intruders. The best you can do is look poor so that criminals won't target you. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.